pirates once ruled the seas, even the Great Lakes, but never Lake Tahoe. Despite that, a pirate-themed store in South Lake Tahoe has been thriving for more than 20 years. Cole Payne has more for KUNR.
Tucked between Aloha Ice Cream and used bookstore Bookworks in Lakeview Plaza is Cece's Pirate Treasures. Swashbucklers walking in can find a bounty of pirate-themed souvenirs collected by the woman steering the ship, Cindy Rawlings, who goes by the pirate name Saucy Cece.
Looking around, pirate socks, pirate toys, pirate blankets, pirate, just you name it, we've got it.
Almost every inch of the compact store is filled with pirate and Lake Tahoe souvenirs. Costumes and clothes pack clothing racks. Shoppers can pick between cheaper party outfits to more authentic pieces, including leather coats or hats with exotic feathers. Rawlings says that, while fun, she wants the pieces to be useful. Pirate flags are also popular, with Rawlings spotting boats on the lake waving ones from the shop. All kinds of jewelry hang from racks throughout the store. Some are obviously costume, but others are made by local businesses in Tahoe. And of course, there are plenty of toys for children to pillage.
I also probably like selling our little, sounds silly, our little fake jewels. Because all kids come in here and they go, look at all the treasure.
The store sells more than just Sea Dog supplies. Beyond the Lake Tahoe shot glasses and magnets, handcrafted pieces from various artisans line the crowded shelves. Rawlings describes it almost like a treasure hunt, where anyone can find something that tickles their fancy. Evan Adams from San Jose came to town to visit his partner, Rebecca LaToy. After a day of skiing, the two come to Lakeview Plaza on their relaxing afternoon. They finish their lunch at Freshie's Ohana Restaurant and Bar, and LaToy spots Cece's pirate treasures across the indoor shopping space. Neither are large fans of pirates, but both share a love for the macabre and decided to see what the store has to offer.
So that's one thing we bonded over was actually with skulls and things
flowers.
Like that from the beginning. What's that?
Skulls and flowers.
And skull, the mixture of skulls and flowers together. So that is something we haven't looked for lately, but that is something that we gravitate to.
Moments later, Rawlings shows the couple a wreath made of sunflowers with a skull in the center. They both find items that call to them. For LaToy, it's the skirts and corsets, but it's a shirt that catches Adam's eye.
And I just happened to find a Western Snap shirt with skulls on it today, which is awesome.
Rawlings says there's something for everyone, and that she doesn't like anyone walking out empty-handed. Her voyage begins back in 2003, when she and friends sold their trinkets at craft fairs dressed as pirates. To her surprise, what started as a gimmick caught the wave of one of this century's biggest movie franchises. That same year, Disney released its first Pirates of the Caribbean film, The Curse of the Black Pearl. The film, based on a Disney ride, made more than $650 million worldwide, and Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow had pop culture in a stranglehold. The movie's success saw pirates become a popular costume for Halloween, parties, and even weddings.
And all my vendors, all of a sudden, someone who never made anything pirate came up with some pirate type of merchandise. So instead of searching, I was just bombarded with choices to fill the store with.
With demand high, Cece's Pirate Treasures' first physical location raised its flag in 2004. About 20 years and a few expansions later, the store is a treasure trove for both the enthusiasts and the curious shopper. Summer is usually when Cece's Pirate Treasures is the busiest, with tourists flocking to the beaches or just passing through. Rawlings is expecting a busy August, with Burning Man coinciding with the 28th annual Valhalla Renaissance Fair. During the slower winter seasons, local shoppers help batten down the hatches. For KUNR News, I'm Cole Payne in South Lake Tahoe.
Cole Payne is a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. The story was produced in partnership with the school's Lake Tahoe News Project.